The FM News of the morning at 3.
Ben, thank you very much indeed. Is the budget ongoing? Is it all done and dusted?
No, it's going to keep going for another 25 minutes. Minister Michael McGrath is talking now about how much money we're going to be spending. So basically what I've just announced there is what the government will be taking in, the tax changes.
Okay.
So we're still hearing about what's being spent over the next year.
What about what's going up and what's going down?
I just told you.
All right, yeah, cool.
Do you want me to run through it again?
Well, top line stuff, yeah, I wouldn't mind, actually. For those of us that were busy plugging in our headphones and making sure the knobs were twiddled.
Good news for renters, they finally got something in a budget. They got a tax credit, €500. Bad news is it's only worth around 10 days worth of relief on the annual rent over the course of the year. If you're earning more than 36,800, you're going to be paying around €800 less on tax. The energy credits, remember the energy credit in the summer, we're going to be getting three more of them. There's one before Christmas and two in the new year. If you have somebody going to college, the student fees will be going down by €1,000. There'll be double grant payment too if you're getting Susie. There's no change on petrol and diesel effectively. Now, there is kind of micro changes on it, but at the end of the day, there's no real change, and there's no change to booze either.
I was going
to
say, what about booze up, fags down? Isn't that usually the top lines that they run with John Budget Day? Booze up, fags down. So no booze change. What about fags?
Cigarettes are going up by 50 cent at midnight.
Oh, tonight?
Yep.
There it is. There's everything you need to know. Was there something sort of a electric bikes thing or something to do with electric bikes? Or
well, that could be. That's probably going to be announced by Minister Michael McGrath right now. I'm not seeing it in my feed right now about electric bikes, but
we'll just keep chatting. So you can't hear what he's saying. We'll just chat and distract you. So that you won't be fully equipped.
Oh, another good one for parents. 25% reduction in the cost of childcare this year. So that can bring down the cost of, I don't have kids, so I don't know how much it is, but I assume it's a lot.
25% reduction.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Right, go on, I'll let you go off and watch Michael McGrath then. Adios. He's gone already.
He's already
bye.
Gone.
Oh, bye.
See you now.
See you.
And he's gone.
Following on from, this is on my Insta, a quick right turn here. Following on from goats that sound like Will Ferrell, somebody sent me on my Insta, was it last week I played this?
It was, yeah.
This is goats, genuinely a goat, at least one goat, that sounds like Will Ferrell in distress. It does sound like Will Ferrell in distress, but it sounds like Will Ferrell going, but it's a goat with a human sounding sound, and it sounds just like Will Ferrell. So, someone last night sent me a duck that sounds like a human laughing.
A duck that sounds like a human laughing. Okay, all right.
You're welcome.
Oh, my God, I can't
believe it. Harry Styles is FM. Playing the music you love. Right? All right, a very good afternoon to you. Rick Foley, Tuesday afternoon. Loving being on the radio. Full of mirth and giddiness and laughter and joy. Come join me. Texts and WhatsApps. On a number, 0874 100 102. You all right?
I'm grand. Yeah, I'm loving the way you put a slight English accent on some of the words you choose to use.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you like that?
Only.
Only. Only with a D.
Yeah.
It's only your birthday.
Yes, there's no D in birthday. It's birthday.
And an extra D in only.
Yeah.
Only
the lonely. That great song you remember from back in the day.
JP, you will only have one birthday a year. Gang's all here.
Hello. How you doing?
Oh, do you know what it is? I feel incredible. I feel incredible today. I'm only halfway through my Tuesday Rubex or Baraka. But I feel great. I feel really great because managed to get a last minute appointment with my physiotherapist this morning.
Okay.
And he placed his healing hands. Ben, his name is Ben, placed his healing hands upon me. And I swear to God, I feel like a new man.
Wow.
Can you send a new man in here, please? I'm ready for a new one.
Where did he place his hands?
On my back. I've got a stiff back and neck, like, all the time. And the last time I went in, he totally sorted it out. And then it was fine for a few days. I started getting a little bit sore. And it hasn't been killing me again. But he gave me a rub up and down. He rubbed me up and down. Much like that Dane Bowers lad.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, he wants to lick you up and down.
Ben didn't lick me up and down.
That kind of a massage is not up to code. No, that does no matter. Not stick to the regulations there, Dane.
I was like, I've got Revolut. I want you to treat me like a fat frog. or a Calippo. Hey, Ben.
That's the spot there, Ben. That is it.
I wouldn't say frog, Foley. But it would be an F word.
Woo! How are you doing? Start your Tuesday.
Hello! So, Ben, he did physio. I think I poked and whatever, rubbed and whatever. And he said, I want to give you the dry needling, the needle business.
Oh, no.
And I immediately went, I made this noise. Oh, and he said, no, we'll leave it. He says, I can tell you're tense at the prospect of it. And I said, I'm not good with needles. I mean, you could be dealing with me passed out on the table. I said, we might do the next time, but I can't do it today. But I feel great now. Feel fantastic. Once again, applauding the physiotherapists. To the physio, blessed be the physiotherapists.
Heroes, one and all, yeah.
Yeah, they're wonderful. And I was talking to Pam earlier on about playing Spider-Man Miles Morales on the PS4. Great game. Have you played it?
I've not, but I think I said, is it a bit like that Batman one, Arkham
City? Yeah, well, there's three Arkham games, yeah. It's a bit like that, yeah. Very good, very good.
Jumping around the place, spinning webs, killing baddies.
The great thing that I love about these games, because there's very few of them left, it's a game that you sit down in front of the computer, just like it was 1996 all over again. You sit down in front of the video games console, you got the controller in your hand, and you're not playing against the internet or 500 young fellas, 14-year-olds with the headsets.
Giving you abuse in your ear.
Calling you a fat frog down the headset. It's just you and the machine, and you play it all the way through the story. You beat the big bad boss at the end, and it's over, and you play another game.
That's the way games were meant to be played.
Yeah, I can't handle this Fortnite business, no. Or this online Minecraft, or
paying actual money just so your character does a stupid dance.
I can't do it. So highly recommend that. And I watched the latest episode of Bad Sisters last night as well.
That show, aren't you?
Do you know, I wasn't too keen in the first couple of episodes, and there's a couple of characters, if you watch it, there's three characters that are just like, they're just daft, right? They're just daft characters. And not placing any blame on the actors that have to play them. But there's three actors that are just like straight out of like a panto, right? They're just daft. And I just can't, it takes away from all the rest of it, which is really good. Really good drama. They filmed a bunch of it out near the 40 foot in Dublin. I think Portmarnock direction up north Dublin as well. I've been looking at the houses going, oh, that house is lovely. Oh, jeez, that's a lovely, lovely spot. Filmed in Ireland. It's a Sharon Horgan drama. Bunch of other famous Irish actors are in it. Bono's daughter's in it.
Oh, Eve.
Eve Houston. Is it Sarah Green? She's brilliant in it.
Is she French-Irish or something like that?
I don't know.
I hear a rumour she's Irish-French or French-Irish.
She is brilliant in it, though. She's the one-eyed sister. And there's loads more. Not Nige, the other book. Fran is in it.
Oh, right, okay, yeah.
Your pal, Fran.
Love a bit of Fran.
From Love Hate, he's in it, and there's loads of them in it. But there's one guy in it. He's the worst. He's the bad guy, right? Mm. And his name is John Paul.
That's unfortunate. I haven't seen the show.
His name is JP, and they established that he's a horrible person, like in the first couple of episodes.
Check.
But we're like 8 episodes into it now, and they're still like every 2 minutes have to remind us, just so you remember, just so you don't forget, John Paul is a horrible person.
Hello.
And he's English.
Oh, no.
So we hate him already.
That's
it's unnecessary. He's English. And he talks in this way, this voice. all the time.
There's a lot of that on TV, people just growling under their breath. The rest of them talk normally, right. But this JP John Paul fella
talks like this all the time, Mummy. And that's the thing, he called his wife Mammy all the time.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, Mammy. You're not wearing that, are you?
That's creepy.
Mummy. Mummy, come on, stay at home. Don't go dancing, Mummy. Oh, you so such a silly Mummy. It's like, oh, he's such a creep. But anyway, I'm hooked on it now. I think there's only one or two episodes left of it. And it's worth a watch. It's called Bad Sisters. And it's on Apple TV. Panic at the Disco. This is Today FM. Roll call's coming up. Drop your text in.
Drop your text in, Mummy. You're not texting into the radio, Mummy, are you, Mummy?
Panic at the Disco! High hopes on Today FM. We play the music you love. Let's bongo. Roll call, Ray Foley here, JP. 0874 100 102. Who's in? Who's out? Jump on. 0874 100 102. Hey, Ray, you're on show. But I'm not impressed, Ray. I'm not impressed. Didn't I go into Lidl yesterday? And I always call it Lidl.
I'm a Lidl man. Because that's the way you're supposed to say it.
Lidl. Didn't I go into Lidl yesterday and I couldn't find a chainsaw, but I came away with a stonking leaf blower from Kieran. Of course, it's leaf blowing season. We did a bit years ago with a leaf blower. I went and bought a leaf blower. Do you remember this?
Vaguely.
I still have it.
Right. What did we do with it in the studio?
For a radio bit, we got a leaf blower. We should totally do this again. I think I have a video somewhere of this.
Did we blow some leaves, sir?
No, it was better than that.
Oh, I remember what happened.
We got a leaf blower. And we had JP eat a yogurt while I blasted him in the face with a leaf blower. That was great, crack.
Yeah, it's creamy.
Cheers, Kieran. He says, love the show. Hey. On show, Ray and JP, haven't seen Bad Sisters, and I'm not sure you've sold it to me. Love the show from Niamh. Niamh, it's good. It is good. And there's some good bits. The best bits are the bits between the sisters themselves, it has to be said. And that girl, or woman, Sarah Green, is fantastic in it. Ray, it's breed on Sean Paris, or Paris, as they say. Dry needling is excellent, but do it when you can go home and sleep for a few hours, because all the pain is released and you just become exhausted and even emotional. Emotional. There I'd be up on the table crying at Ben. I've had it done many times before. I hate needles too, but God, it's so worth it. Here's the thing, though, as well. I'd be face down. It's not like I'd have to look at the needle or anything.
No.
So I'd be fine. I just need to mentally prepare for it. On the subject of the duck laughing, is that Pamela Joyce again with the laugh? Well, hang on a second. I think I've got a Pamela. The one that people thought was Pamela Joyce. That's some influencer from the internet. And then I've got the duck laughing. It's actually a duck. It doesn't sound like a person, though.
It does indeed.
That's from D. That duck sounds like a smart arse. Stupid duck laughing at all of us. Hate that duck, stupid duck. But love the show. Hey. From Mark and Carrick and Shannon. And you can play Minecraft offline, and it can be immersive. And I've spent hundreds of hours just exploring, from Stephen Drada. Yeah, Stephen, I'm aware. There's loads of games you can play offline, but Minecraft, I suppose, was a bad example I was using. So many games, though, that it's just like, in order to be able to play it, to get the full experience, you have to play it online against other people. And then you realise how utterly terrible you are at video games.
Ray Foley.
At least in my case, at 42
with
years
Supermax
of age.
Supermax and the Plaza Group, now open at the N17
Pub. Hey! Little Mix, Black Magic.
Hey!
This is Today FM, by the music you love. A very good day, good afternoon. It's Ray Foley on for your choose. You just sit down in there. There's JP.
Oh, yeah.
You sit down in the chair there, and I'll put the robe around you. There
we
go.
Yeah.
There you go, sir.
Perfect.
And
just the, you know, dry is fine.
Presentation.
Yeah,
dry is fine. We'll do a little bit of.
Yeah. Oh.
Just a little bit. Oh, what? Oh. Sorry. I never asked. What number do you want?
Two would be great, actually. Not one.
And how much do you want off the top?
Just a little scissors off the top.
There we go. Here we go.
Yeah.
Let me get right in there. There we go. Sir, could you just hold your head still?
I think your blade's a bit
stuck. Stop moving forward. Sir, just hold still, please, sir. Sir, could you please?
Oh, my ear.
Are you going anywhere nice on your holidays?
You're a natural. You're a natural.
Are you going anywhere nice on your holidays?
Possible.
the A&E. What's this? This is Bruce Springsteen superfan, crowned Irish Barber of the Year.
Okay.
He's based in County Clare. This is James Coughlin, owner of Jimmy's Barbers in County Clare. He proved he was a cut above the rest and named Irish Barber of the Year at the Irish Hair and Beauty Awards 2022.
Please hold. We love to talk to excellence on the show. Always good to talk to number one, whoever that is, in whatever field.
Only the very best.
Yeah.
For the baby broadcast.
I think it's line two, is it?
Oh, it is.
The digits have been...
Hello, is your straight through? Hello, is that Jimmy? James?
Yes.
The greatest barber in all of the world.
I think so, yes. That's the man, you got me.
It's Ray Foley calling from Today FM. James there.
Hello, Ray. How are you?
Number one.
How are you, sir? How are you getting on? Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
It says here you're a Bruce Springsteen super fan. And
yes.
That you've seen him live, have you?
I've seen Bruce live 74 times.
What? 74? I thought you were going to say like 7 times.
That's more times than he's seen his family.
He's seen you more times than he's seen his missus. That's incredible. 74 times.
74 times live, yeah.
Wow. So, is that like, I presume you've been all over the world then to see him, have you?
I have, yeah. I've been all over the States and Europe to see him, yes.
Wow.
He's fantastic. He's worth it. Worth the trip, definitely.
Where in America have you seen him?
Oh, I've seen him in Boston, New York, Florida, Los Angeles, Chicago. Goes on.
Wow.
Goes on. Asbury Park. I've seen him several times in Asbury Park in New Jersey.
Right. One thing, an interesting thing, you'll be able to give us some insight into this then, James, is, you know, the way they always say the Irish audience are the best, or we come in, like Garth was a couple of weeks ago, you know, you have to come to Ireland, the Irish crowd is the best. Is that true? Like, cause seeing a massive artist like that performing massive gigs in America, and then seeing them both in Ireland and abroad, are we the best, or is there a difference in the crowd or the crowd reaction?
I think we're definitely number one. Really? Definitely number one. And I'd say the top three countries to see him is definitely Ireland, Spain and Italy.
Right. And interestingly, you would say Spain and Italy, because they get as involved as we do they?
Oh, absolutely. They're just pure music lovers like ourselves that just adore him. And he adores playing in these three countries, Ireland, Spain and Italy. It's just, for me, it's definitely the top three countries. It's fantastic. Right. It's just brilliant. Like, the crowd is unreal.
Congratulations on this is at the Hair and Beauty Awards. This was over the weekend, was it?
Yeah, the Irish Hair and Beauty Awards last Sunday night. The finals took place in the Radisson in Cork, and it was an amazing night with over 400 stylists from all over the country there. So
yeah.
I was really privileged to win it. I was shocked and amazed and absolutely thrilled and delighted.
Did you get the haircut before you went?
Of course I did.
You have to put the best head forward, the best foot
absolutely,
forward.
Absolutely, absolutely. All tucked up.
Yeah, and in winning the award, I suppose it's a great recognition of your quality, your standard and your standing. Do you have any, being a super fan, like, do you have any Bruce memorabilia up in the shop?
My shop is full of memorabilia.
Oh, really?
It's not just a haircut you get in my place. It's like walking into a rock and roll museum.
You get an experience.
Absolutely, yeah. It's brilliant. It's a great experience. I've got loads of memorabilia, lots and bits of pieces from Bruce, like his book and guitar picks and Max Weinberg's drumsticks and the guitar from Stevie Van Zandt, and I've got other little bits and bobs from U2 and Bono around the place. I'm as big a U2 fan, to be quite honest, so there's,
oh, really?
There's lots of bits and pieces around the place. You could be looking in my shop all day.
Have you been to see U2 live?
64 times.
They're catching up with Bruce at this stage.
I know, I'm never at home.
I was going to say, are you ever in work? I mean, I'm surprised you managed to win this award for barbering.
This week.
when you're seeing so many of these gigs, what did you say? You're not working this week? You had another gig?
I'm not working this week. I'm off this week. I'm treating myself. I'm barber the year now. I've got to treat myself.
Oh,
I'm
exactly.
Working.
Yeah. Now you've reached the top, you can take some time off. Are you? Wait a second. You're not telling me. Are you on your holidays? Are you?
Yes.
Where are you?
I'm in Gran Canaria.
Ah, sure. Look at me. Ask it me. Asking a barber. Are you going anywhere nice in your holidays?
The
tables have turned, James. It's ridiculous. And it turns out you are.
Oh, the tables have turned. It's brilliant.
What's it?
But it was, It was unreal getting here. We seen about three islands before we got to Gran Canaria. It was unreal.
Why? What happened?
There was massive thunderstorms in Gran Canaria. I love this. My wife was saying, she says, the weather's going to be fantastic next week. We're going to Gran Canaria. It's going to be brilliant. It's going to be 28, 29, 30 degrees every day. I'm loving it. I says, you know the weather's going to be terrible. She says, not going to be terrible. Don't be pessimist. I says, the weather is always terrible when we go on holidays. She says, no. Nope. She says, the phone says it's going to be 29, 30 degrees every day. While we were coming into Gran Canaria, our plane took about two attempts to land, couldn't land, and landed us in Lanzarote after a second attempt.
Oh, Lanzarote is lovely.
Storms like they haven't seen in 10 years. It was unreal.
But
then the pilot says, we're going to bring you to Gran Canaria by bus. Now, I'm not a rocket scientist, but I know there's two different islands, and there's a 20-minute flight between the both of them. So the next thing, they bussed us over to Gran Canaria. We were standing outside for 2 hours. We were soaked. Bussed us over to Fuerteventura.
Right.
So then we drove another 2 hours in Fuerteventura, and the next day we got a boat over to Gran Canaria. So it was lovely island hopping for a few days, but it was brilliant fun.
You get to see a bit of the islands. So, are you having a nice holiday, James?
Beautiful, it's beautiful. Fair play to Ryanair. They gave us 5-star treatment when we got to Fuerteventura. They really, really looked after.
Looked
after,
well, fair
brilliant
play.
Irish Airlines. You're fantastic.
Well, they're looking after the best of the best. He's Barber of the Year, ladies and gentlemen, at the Irish Hair and Beauty Awards 2022. It's Jimmy's Barbers. He's in Kilrush in County Clare. James, thanks so much. Enjoy the rest of the holiday. Thanks for talking this afternoon.
Thanks for having me.
Cheers, man. All the best. Go gorgeous.
Bye.
Right, stick around.
Supermax and the Plaza Group. Always.
Good afternoon. Renter tax credits, electricity payments and a record social welfare spend were announced in the budget. Today FM's Sean Defoe wraps it all together in a neat little package. No, he doesn't. Having technical difficulties here, Ray.
Do you want me to jump in?
Yeah.
There's nothing I can say to maybe pad out the news.
Well, there's nothing really... we're going to have to just kind of... I think we might have to abandon here.
Do you want to give us the top lines that you had in the 2 p.m? Is that possible for you?
I can't even remember them off the top of my head.
You can't
access
them, okay.
The screen is totally frozen and our little system has...
I love it when that happens. It's always enjoyable.
We can't even go to Steve-O's Sport because he uses the same system.
Oh, right. Well, in that case, I tell you what I'll do. Does it work if I stick on what we planned on being the next song?
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll
try and come back.
Then we'll come back, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal.
Cool.
Do you know, see in the bottom left-hand corner there's the control button. And then two over from that is the alt, right?
Yeah.
Hold the two of them down together and the top right is delete, okay?
Okay.
And you've got to, you do all, I tell, and let it all come back
really
again.
It's not really doing anything.
You can actually hear the sweat. You can hear. Go on, we'll come back after the song. Go on. Ray Foley. Pitbull and Kesha with Timber. This is Today FM. We play the music you love on Ben's system going just in time for the 3 p.m. news. I can actually hear the sweat from Debbie. Yeah, that's what I was saying. You can hear it dripping into the microphone. Does Ben need 50p for the meter? Well, of course, there is a cost of living crisis that they're attempting to address in the budget this afternoon. And as we attempt to bring you the latest budget news, everything just went wallop. I can lend him the 50p if he needs it from Stuart and Fox Rock. And you might want to look at the budget for a new computer system, Ray. From Linda. Linda, thank you indeed for the observation. We'll be sure to pass on your concerns. All right, what time is it? 3:06. Let's try and get your news now. Here's Ben. On FM. On
the Today FM app. Yeah, a bit of rain today. It'll be breezy too, with highs of 12 to 16 degrees. Today FM news. I'm supposed to be back at 4, but hey, who knows?
What happens.
Let's see.
Well done, Ben.
You made it through.
Yeah. I don't know why we panic about these things. I mean, this is the moments that I live for. Mm. I love for things
live radio
going wrong and things not working and not being able to go on or something goes wallop.
That's great, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Love and life.
At the end of the day, like, it's not life or death. Do you know what I mean? You get your headlines a few minutes late. And we have a bit of crack. We read your text messages. People thoroughly enjoying this moment of...
Of course they are. Of course they are.
You go and have a lie down for the next 50 minutes, Ben. And we'll talk to you in the 4, all right?
Bye-bye.
Go mind yourself. Bye-bye. One Republic and I Ain't Worried. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. A good afternoon to you. Ray Foley on for your Tuesday, and is he here?
He is indeed, yeah.
Do you want to bring him in?
Let's bring him in.
You bring him in if you like. I'm going to throw on the music. Come in, champ. Come in, champ. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, come on, just push the door. You're well able.
Oh, look at that.
ladies and gentlemen, the European Union Super Featherweight Champion, Eric Donovan. How are you, sir?
Oh, lads, thanks. I'm a man of my word. I'm a man of my word.
Well, let me come to that. I've got the Rocky music. Stick on your headphones there.
Okay.
Got the Rocky music on there for you. Let me get rid of that for a second. I'll put that on there. And there's our... Sorry, I'll get rid of that. There we go. How are you, man?
Oh, brilliant.
Let me shake your hand.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Yes, lovely to meet you, Ray.
You know JP from a million...
I know JP.
From past life.
Yes, yeah.
How are you?
I'm great. I'm buzzing, honestly. I really am. Still buzzing.
The eye looks...
I'm better than I look, honestly.
I was going to say, your right eye is a bit bruised.
Yeah, it is. The right eye and the cut above it as well, that all happened in one... It's kind of weird, you look at me, in 12 rounds of a boxing match, but this whole section here happened with a head clash, an accidental head clash, 2 minutes and 8 seconds left of round six. We just come together, there's a small clash,
just a
bump. It doesn't look like much, but I came off the worst of it, and you can see about 2 or 3 seconds later, the blood starts trickling, and then the eye starts swelling up, but that's where our good cut man came into play. And he only has a minute, you know, he only has 1 minute to work his magic between the rounds, but he did a great job, stemmed the flow of the blood,
yeah,
and allowed me to get back in there without any distraction. And
all this drama was
of the story.
Was Saturday night, and my God, was it dramatic. The full 12 rounds, you back and forth, Khalil El Hadri on Saturday. Who is this El Hadri lad? Who the hell was he?
Yeah, he's the French champion, you know, and France is a very powerful boxing nation. They've, you know, boxing is a huge kind of a tradition over there as well, you know, and I've been over there for years because we had a great relationship. When I was boxing with Ireland, we used to train with the French team, and we'd share a lot of training camps together, and they had a brilliant team, and we learned a lot from them. So it's kind of funny because one of the his coach, El Hadri's coach, his coach's brother boxed for France, and I boxed him nearly 15 years ago, you know. Just goes to show you that I'm there.
You're
37
still going,
years
still
of age,
punching.
Still going, still standing. But no, El Hadri is brilliant, like phenomenal athlete, very, very powerful. Yeah. I trump him in the speed, in the, you know, in the kind of skill sets. And I think in the fight, a lot of people like may notice that I had to weather the storm a few times. Yeah. He really caught me with some big punches. His round 4 and 5 are good for him, round 8. Round 10 was a humdinger. People are talking that some people are saying it's the best round I've ever seen in their life. You know, it's great to be involved in something like that. But I just felt that, like, in the rounds where he was doing really, really well, you still only win a round 10-9 unless you knock your opponent down.
Okay.
Like, it's only 10-9. So whether you hit him, whether you beat him by 20 punches or 50 punches in the round,
you still win the round. It's just 10-9. The round you're after.
Yeah.
I saw you giving him credit afterward, though, and you gave all credit to him.
Yeah.
For being a fantastic sportsman.
It takes two to tango, Ray. You know, you need two people to kind of come up, stand up and deliver. And I'm just very, very proud of my efforts in the fight and the kind of, I suppose, the lengths I went to prepare for this fight. People don't see it for 3 months.
Well, we were on to you, what was it, 3 weeks ago for the beginning of the Hell Week?
Yeah.
And we had you on the phone.
Yeah.
And you said that you got the fight coming up.
Yeah.
And this is all you were working towards, and like your sole singular focus. I mean, Hell Week was months ago. You shrugged that off, and you were focusing on this, and this was the be all and end all for you. And you said that, and all credit you, Jesus, we didn't think you would. That you said when you won, you'd bring the belt into us.
Yeah.
But like you were really focused then, all those weeks ago, like you were really, really committed to it.
I was, you know, I got back from, we went on a family holiday to Tenerife the first week in July, and when I got back, that was 11 weeks to the fight, and I went into 11 week training camp, and everything was evolved around my boxing. Eat, sleep, training, just everything, repeat. And my wife, my poor wife Laura, she's been pregnant, she's due in 2 weeks, she's due in 10 days, like, you know, but she's been running around after me, looking after me, and she has to take center stage now. I have to look after her.
Is this baby number 3 for you guys?
Yeah, well, I have two sons, but it's our first baby together. Yeah, my wife, yeah. So
she's due in 10 days from now.
She's due on the 7th of October. Yeah, I think it's roughly around that, yeah.
Well, was she at the fight?
She was at the fight, yeah.
Oh, my God.
The only wish we had, we just said, just baby, don't we're not ready for tonight. You now. We cannot wait to meet you, but we're not ready for you now. Please don't come now.
And how is she? She's in good shape.
Yeah,
form?
She's in great form. Yeah, right. She is. Yeah, and you know, she loves to box, and then she's been a massive support to me in my life and helped me out massively. But you mentioned Hell Week there as well, and even though Hell Week was filming back in May, that was another experience that helped me to go through the dark rounds as well. Like, trust me, like Hell Week, no matter what background you come from, no matter what you're involved in, and there was such a diverse group there, you know, you had actors, you had sports people, you had musicians, comedians, everything. And no matter where you, what background you come from, Hell Week is going to test you.
Yeah.
No matter what, it's going to test you to the core. And I genuinely believe that my experience in there as well helped me to become European champion last Saturday night.
Really?
Without a doubt. Because there was a couple of times, a boxing fight is like a story, right? You know, there's different chapters in it and it ebbs and flows. And you need good information as well in the corner. Because you think it's 12 rounds, 36 minutes. I've never boxed past 8 rounds in my life, you know?
Really?
Here I am at 37 going 12 all minutes further than I've ever went before against a guy who's punching like an absolute mule.
Yeah.
But Paddy Collins was brilliant in the corner, feeding me the right information and saying, Eric, come on, you can do this. And you need that because your coach becomes like a psychologist, you know, in the corner, and they have to feed you the right information at the right times. And
where are we at now? Because like you said, this was the singular focus for you to win that belt that's here. We'll put photos on our socials to win that belt. At 37 years of age, are you going to be still defending that at 47 years of age?
definitely not 47. Definitely
so
not.
What happens next now for you?
Definitely kill me. What happens next? Do you know what I want to do? So many times I've been rash and I speak and jump and I'm impulsive and just saying, you know, this has been a dream for me.
Yeah.
A dream come true to win a European title after all the setbacks and knockbacks that I had all throughout my life. A lot of them self-inflicted as well. Just kind of, you know, I struggled through a lot of my life. I came through a lot of adversity. And a lot of people look at me and think, oh, Eric, you were an excellent amateur. You won so much. And I did win so much. But I also, you know, when you're operating at the level I'm operating and you've lived the life that I live, you kind of, you think about the misses, the ones you left behind, you know, and you think about the regrets. And I just wanted to put things right and make amends to the people that I let down, my coach, my family, you know. I'm
sure you have now.
And I think I have, you know, and I've kind of righted a few wrongs. So I'm very, very content in my career now.
Uh-huh.
But what would be lovely now is to have maybe a homecoming in Kildare, you know, and to fight without the pressure of, I need this.
Right.
You know, and give everyone maybe one big last hurrah. That's what I'm thinking of. Now, there's a baby approaching.
Oh, this is it. Oh, yeah.
There's a baby
incoming. I already
knew
the answers now. What's next? In 10 days' time, he's going to be changing nappies, lads.
Yeah, there's a baby. So I just want to embrace this time as champion.
Absolutely, yeah.
And these are really special times for us. And in a few weeks, when, you know, when things change a little bit, when the nappies get a little bit cleaner or whatever, we might make a discussion on my boxing career. But whatever happens, I'm telling you now, I've reached my Everest and I'm very happy.
Oh man, that's just
well done, well deserved, well earned.
Thank you.
I could talk to you all day. You're like, the word inspiration is just bandied about like a volleyball all the time, but you're a man that truly is. Very briefly, to revisit the Hell Week, I presume you won it.
I can neither confirm nor deny, but it's funny enough, the t-shirts that I got for the fight week as well, I got them, and I got the number 12 because I'm known as number 12, you know. And just looking back at the fight the other night on the TV, because we watched it back, we recorded and watched it back, and I got my tailor to put number 12 on the coach's tops and my top.
He has
the number 12 on the left arm, and I just said, if the DS's knew that the number 12 is supposed to be on your right arm, I would have got 50 press ups and 100 burpees for that.
He's not telling us if he won it or not.
No, he's not telling us. He's close to his chest.
Very, very close to his chest.
I tell you what I will say, tune in this Wednesday, because there's 4 weeks of it left, and it's just brilliant TV. It's the one. It's my favourite show on TV.
And
I
you
love
say,
it.
You so say when it stood to you in this win,
When I got the call to go on to it, it was just an honour and a privilege, and I'll never forget the experience. Incredible.
I would never, never, not in a million.
No chance.
Not
for all the
years.
Money in the world.
There's that, and there's the when they're in the jungle eating the kangaroo's arses. Yeah. No, good luck to you. Listen, sir, once again, absolutely incredible.
Yeah, well
the
done.
European Union Super Featherweight Champion, ladies and gentlemen, and a daddy in a few, well, he's already a daddy, to Jack and Troy. Lots of love to them, because they were your inspiration as well. And of course, the new baby on the way.
Thank you, Ray. Thank
Eric
you,
Donovan, ladies
Thanks,
and gentlemen.
Guys.
Cheers, man.
All right, stick around. We've been making that cash machine call in just a couple of minutes. Right here. Foley. That's on the way next.
Supermax, home of the 100%.
Notorious B.I.G. Mo Money, Mo Problems. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Good afternoon. How are you doing? Yeah, Eric Donovan, the European Union Super Featherweight Champion, was just on with us a few minutes ago, and I swear to God, I was just saying I could listen to him talk all day. Yeah. It's such a shame to have to go into the ad break, run out of time. I've listened to two podcasts with Eric, and like I say, I could just listen to him all day. He's an inspiration. He's wise. He's a wise man.
If you've got a business and you want to sign up a motivational speaker, hire Eric Donovan.
I don't know if he does that line of work. I have no idea if he does that line of work, but he should.
Text 0874-100-102. Listening to Eric talk is like watching Braveheart. It really gets you going. Congratulations, Eric from Paul. Yeah, sure, he's on a high now since Saturday night after winning the belt. He brought the belt in. We got a photograph, me and Eric, with the belt. Mm-hmm. And I was like, because this is the super featherweight belt.
Yeah.
So as you can imagine it, there's not much girth in it. I took one look at it, I said, dude, that's never going to fit around my waist.
We'll let it out a bit. Just a few inches, we'll let it out.
A great interview. He sounds so happy. Well done from Helen and Wicklow. He's riding on cloud nine at the moment. The baby due in 10 days as well. I met Laura upstairs. Yeah. She's a sweetheart. Very petite, I said to her. I was wondering, what's the appropriate thing to say? She's very neat.
She's neat and tidy.
Very neat. Yep. Can he change a nappy with boxing gloves on from Gary? I'd say no better man, Gary. And it couldn't have happened to a classier fella. I was watching on Saturday night and the heart was crossways up the Lily White Lightning from Gráinne in Kildare Town.
Oh my God, I can't believe it. Thank you.
Joe Curry, MNEK, Head and Heart. This is Today FM, playing the music you love. Ray Foley for your Tuesday afternoon. Good day, friends. JP joins me as well.
How you doing?
Text on 0874-100-102.
Lisa's got a question. She says, is it wrong to be willing it to ring for five rings for another chance tomorrow? No, Lisa, that is the eye of the tiger. That's the attitude you need.
When you know it's not your phone, you're looking at your phone and you're listening to it ringing on the radio and you're going, yeah, it's fine. I'm happy for it to go, poof. You know that poof noise that
it does?
That's
the sound of disappointment right there.
Hang on, let me go and get it. This is when Barry was on. Barry, you don't mind bearing with. This is when it goes
I'll
to
hold the
five
line caller, yep.
Five rings.
That noise in the back of the...
Five rings.
Okay, we've now gone a few days without a winner.
Absolute nightmare. Absolute pain in the face. And ladies and gentlemen...
There were 10 in the bed and the little one said...
€52,803.25. Sick of the rollovers. Please make it stop. At 3 o'clock tomorrow, answer your goddamn phone. And we'll be adding even more money to the cash machine. On the last word, we're mad after 4:30. And good luck.
With Supermax and the
Voodoo Child. Rogue Traders of Voodoo Child. This is Today FM. Ireland, good afternoon. Ray Foley's my name. There's JP.
How are
you? Since I got a feeling of Scarlett Johansson.
I've heard of her.
Scarlett Johansson.
Scar Jo.
Sco Jo. Scar Jo. Scahon. She had a child and they called him Cosmo. The child's name is Cosmo. Scarlett Johansson has admitted that she named her son Cosmo after throwing, quote, a bunch of letters together. I don't know if they were playing Scrabble or something, herself and her other half from Saturday Night Live. Colin Jost. Jost or Jost?
Jost.
Scarlett Johansson and Colin Jost. Colin. Scarhansson. Scahost. Ghost?
Careful now.
She says she named her son Cosmo after throwing a bunch of letters together. She says that they thought the naming technique had led to a charming name that met with the approval of all of their friends. Cosmo is the name of the child.
Cosmo. C-O-S.
Yeah.
M-O.
Yeah. Right. I suppose it's better than name the child Mojito.
Or Cost Cutter.
Cost, well, yeah. Or Long Island Iced Tea.
take a photo.
Dermot Kennedy. Dermot Kennedy and Kiss Me. This is today FM playing the music you love. Scarlett Johansson, name of the child, Cosmo. Other cocktail names you could name your child. You wouldn't name your child Sex on the Beach. I mean,
no,
that's
no,
that
no.
Just would be not. I mean, you can imagine the roll call in school, just setting them up for a lifetime of being picked on and bullying. So we're ruling that one out. Margarita is a perfectly acceptable name, yeah. Ray, from Danielle. You won't be naming a young fella Margarita, though. Once again, not entirely fitting the bill. Tequila Sunrise?
Questionable.
Calling Tequila Sunrise in for their dinner. Espresso Martini? Not a child you can get to sleep very easily. And Vodka Tonic, which is what which both of my children think they're actually called.
Vodka Tonic. Get it.
Adam texted, he said Black Russian or White Russian, following on from, of course, Scarlett Johansson's role, her character as Black Widow.
Who was that? Is that Adam? That's very clever.
Who is a Russian.
Yeah.
A Russian character in the Marvel films. And her, she's Black Widow, a Black Russian. That's
Ray Foley.
Thinking too much for
Supermax and the Plaza Group. Always the perfect pit stop on your journey.
What a compelling piece of music. Britney Spears and Elton John with Hold Me Closer. This is Today FM. Playing the music you love.
We're going full Lidl on Today FM.
I think I've already just gone full Lidl, to be honest with you.
Have you?
Yeah.
All right. Did you get the chainsaw in the end?
I did, yeah. Well, it's at home. I need to open up the box.
Right.
I'm not going to bother reading the instructions. I'm just going to...
Does she run off the electric or is she petrol?
I haven't... I've just told you. I haven't opened the box. Okay. I don't even know. You're going to talk me through this Lidl thing then, are you?
Yep.
We know everyone's bills are going up. We've teamed up with Lidl to give you the freedom to shop without compromise and pay less. We're giving you €400 to spend at Lidl on every show, every day, this week, from Ian Dempsey all the way through to Matt Cooper. Is Matt doing this as well?
He sure is.
I have to tell you,
what?
It has always been, like, even from my earliest days on Today FM, way back when, as a young child, when they would force Matt to do the cross-station competition.
Yeah.
And all Matt wants to do is, like, I mean, for crying out loud, it's budget day today.
He wants to grill politicians.
He wants to be fully get stuck into the news of the day. Mm. And instead, he has to do a shopping list. I mean, they won't give it to us twice to do. No, they'll have Matt do it later on. I always, always thoroughly enjoyed Matt doing the giveaways.
There you are. Shout out for Matt Cooper there.
He's on after 4:30. So €400 on every show every day. And at the end of the week, €1,000 worth of shopping.
A thousand. Can you read that again, please?
€10,000 worth of shopping.
There you go.
I tell you what, we'll do a deal. You get €1,000. And Ray Foley walks away with €9,000 to spend at Lidl. Here we go. I'm going to give you a list. My shopping list for Lidl. And then I'll read it again with something added to it. Tell me what the thing was I added. Text it in, along with your name and where you're from, on 0874 100 102. We'll put you into win. Ready?
Go.
Milk, fire lighters, bread, sausages, spuds, dog food, nappies.
That was quick.
One more time?
Yeah.
This is the original list.
Oh, so the extra item has yet to be added.
Yep. This is the original list. Milk, fire lighters, bread, sausages, spuds, dog food, nappies.
Got it.
I can't wait to hear Matt doing this later. You ready for the list with the extra item on it?
I think so.
Milk, fire lighters, bread, sausages, power washer, spuds, dog food, nappies.
I got it.
You got it already?
Yeah.
Are you joking me?
They've got it too.
€400 to spend at Lidl. Do you want to get into it? Tell me what was the item we added to our Lidl shopping list as we go full Lidl all this week on Today FM. 0874 100 102. We'll do that after this. Depeche Mode at Today FM. When I'm with you, baby, well, that's more like it. Depeche Mode, just can't get enough. This is Today FM. Play the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. Covered by whom, do you recall?
Girls Aloud, wasn't it?
Wrong.
Oh, was it Lil Mix?
No, it wasn't.
Oh, it was another girl group, right?
It sure was, yeah.
Mystique?
It wasn't the Fridays.
It was the Saturdays.
We're going full Lidl on Today FM.
Right. Milk fire lighters, bread, sausages, spuds, dog food and nappies. That was on the original list. And then after that I said milk fire lighters, bread, sausages, power washer, spuds, dog food and nappies.
Did you get it? Did you get it?
We're going full Lidl every show, every day this week. 10,000 euro to spend at Lidl at the end of the week. And 400 euro per show to give away.
Let me make a phone call to the listener.
Gosh, I got 10 stars. Like somebody walked over my grave.
Did you get the willies?
I did. The heebie-jeebies.
Sorry, what?
Heebie-jeebies.
The heebies and the jeebies.
It's ringing. Limerick ringtone.
Hello.
Who's that? Who's this? That's Claire. Is it Claire?
Hello, Claire.
Hi, Ray. How's it going?
It's going fine. How's it going with you?
Good, good.
What are you doing today?
Oh, I'm at work. Here.
I'm in work as well, Claire. And I have to tell you, I hate it.
He's got the 2.5 hours to do, Claire. Can you believe it every day?
I'm putting a full shift today, Claire.
But you work more than 2.5 hours yourself, Claire.
I do. I don't have it as easy as you now, Rave. You sound like you're having a lot more crack.
Jog on, sweetheart. What do you do, Claire?
Oh, I work. I'm a civil servant, actually.
Soft gig.
A stamp licker.
Oh, yeah.
come here. Hi to everyone in work. And do you want to give a shout out to anyone else on the radio today?
Well, my colleague has her ear up to the radio at the moment, Fiona.
What's her name?
Fiona.
Fiona, we're talking about you, Fiona. I'm whispering in her ear.
She can hear you. She's responding accordingly.
Fiona, we're going full Lidl, Fiona. I'm taking you to Lidl, Fiona. She loves that. That's a hot date. That's a hot date, that is.
There is.
Trip to Lidl. what did I add to my list? Claire.
Say again.
Claire, what did I add to my list?
Oh, sorry, you added a power washer.
Yay! I did, of course, add a power washer, yeah.
Well done, Claire.
400 euro for you to spend, Claire, at Lidl. Claire. That's all yours.
Oh, that's amazing, thank you.
And you have to give Fiona something small and nice.
Like I will.
You know those bars of dark chocolate they have in Needle with the 90% cocoa?
Oh, yeah.
You get a one of those.
Yes, they're good. I like the sea salt ones. They're good.
Oh, they're good. Solid. A solid choice. Mm. 400 bucks for you to spend at Lidl. And at the end of the week, the big draw for 10 grand. So stay listening, okay?
Amazing, Ray.
Yeah.
That's great. And, Ray. Love the show.
Hey. Just done. Have a lovely day. Have a lovely shop at Lidl. And more chances to win. Matt Cooper is going to be doing the very same competition after 4:30. Turn him on, he'll have the two lists for you. All the thanks to Lidl, going full Lidl on Today FM. I don't know why you tell me this, because I can't be trusted. I can't be trusted with the vital information. I'm untrustworthy. I'm like a leaky sieve. Someone stick a plug on him, he's like a leaky. So why are we listening?
Where exactly are we sticking the plug?
I'll leave that to your imagination. Today FM, La Rue and Bulletproof. This is the radio station playing the music you love. Another great song, it has to be said. Yeah, they've told me what the total is on the cash machine. Matt's going to be announcing it after 4:30. I can tell you it's big money. Today's missed call was €52,803.25. Any guesses to what kind of cash?
Special rollover, 65.
I can tell you it's more than €65,000.
Would we go 70?
I can tell you it's more than 70,000 euro, and I can't tell you anything further. I won't divulge. I've been plugged. There's quite literally so much we didn't get to do on the show today. Yeah, loads we didn't get to do on the show today. But we just ran out of time, unfortunately. We didn't get to do Mullet Proof.
Oh, yeah.
Where bulletproof singer La Rue reveals she's not a fan of the mullet haircuts.
Me neither.
Mullet Proof.
Yeah.
We didn't get to do Lidl Women. Where Lidl announced that they're going into the movie-making business.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going to do yet another remake of the hit movie Little Women. Was it one of the Brontes that did that originally?
I think so, yeah.
The Bronte book. adaptation. It's starring Saoirse Ronan and Emma Watson. It was the last one. And it's going to be called Lidl Women.
Of course it is.
It's going to be set in your local Lidl store as they go full Lidl, as we are doing. Hey, great news. Matt Cooper's on the way next. We'll talk to you tomorrow from 2.
Ray Foley.
Have a lovely Tuesday evening.
With Supermax.